Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Scotsman Who Saved Me by Hannah Howell, narrated by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. Arkansas Ozarks, 1860.
Is that smoke I smell?
Ian McEnroy glanced at his youngest brother, Robbie, who was sniffing the air like a hound tracking a wounded fox. As he opened his mouth to say just that, the smell hit him. The breeze did carry the strong, acrid smell of smoke, wood smoke. Since he saw no sign that the trees they rode through were on fire, he suspected someone's cabin was burning. It was not an unusual problem, but it could mean trouble for them. He halted his mount and struggled to determine where the smoke was coming from.
"We are riding right toward it," he said. "Do we go on?"
"Aye,"
said Matthew, the brother closest in age to him.
"I suspicion it would be wise to ride in as if we approached an enemy."
"Good thinking."
Ian shifted his rifle so that it was easier for him to use it if needed, and nudged his horse forward in a slow, cautious pace.
"Stay with the wagon, Duncan, and keep a close watch out, rifle at the ready,"
he ordered the brother, who was barely a year older than Robbie, before fixing his full attention on their approach. The trees began to thin out, but Ian and his brothers were careful to stay within the shadows. When the clearing appeared, Ian signaled a halt. He sighed when the source of the smoke proved to be a smoldering cabin, just as he had suspected. He could see no bodies, but they could easily be inside. To his relief, he could also see no sign of the ones who had caused such destruction, but then realized they could also still be inside.
"I see no sign of it."